Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Basement Brigade. That's right, this is your host, Stuart Helm, and brand new series we're trying out here in the basement, and hopefully this will be successful. Today we've got music coming up from Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, Eric Clapton, David Bowie, Emmett Rhodes, and quite a few more. So why don't we get started with our show here. Let's start off one from Chicago, from their Chicago 30 album that came out in 2006. And here's one called Feel Chicago right here on Basement Brigade.
Everybody's pulling you in all directions. You don't know how much longer to take it, so you learn how to fake it. That smile on the outside's fading fast, like the things that you thought for sure would last, but they didn't. You know something's missing. Is it your life you're not living? Cold, your soul is numb. You don't like who you become. You play the game and bear the cost, and long enough. So grab the reins, take the wheel, lose what's not and keep what's real. It's not too late, just close your eyes and your senses. Maybe stop thinking with your head. Start using your heart instead. Just try it. You just might like it. Aren't you dying to start living? Your heart is cold, your soul is numb. You don't like who you become. You play the game and build the gun. Long enough. So grab the reins, take the wheel, lose what's not and keep what's real. It's not too late, just close your eyes and feel. Every breath that's going through you, take each day that's given to you, to love everyone who loves you. Yeah.
got something to say. Well, it hurts my heart to see a young man fall. Hurt me to my bones to see him high in the morning and by evening see him gone.
I got it in for you.
We've got a brand new show here, Basement Brigade. That's right. And this is the second show that we're doing. It's right now in an experience. It really is. And an experiment. And I think it's going to be okay. This is Stuart Held. And I'm the only one that's basically running almost everything in the Songs in the Basement. And we are trying something, a new concept here, playing newer music for all the people who grew up, let's say, in the last 30 years. And would like to hear stuff between roughly, let's say, 1996 and 2006, okay? Or not 2006, 2016. So we're going to be doing stuff like that. We'll play newer music. Usually on the other shows that we play here, it's usually stuck from the 1950s to the 1980s. And I figure, there are people who I talk to that like the other shows. But they keep saying, you're not playing a lot of stuff from the 90s or from 2005 and 2017. What's up with that, dude? And I'm thinking, well, let's do some research. We will thank our friend Rockfingers for dumping about a year and a half ago three crates of new CDs on me, well, from that period. And now, the last month or two, I was finally going through all them, and I realized there's a lot of good stuff on here. They were compilation CDs. So what I'm doing is just playing stuff from these CDs and some of the records I have from this period. And I realized, even the old artists like Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, even Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, a lot of people, Neil Young, are still pumping out albums these days, but they're not getting any airplay, so no one knows that they're out there unless you are up with those bands. So we will play new music from the newer music from those old guys and old bands, but a lot of new music from newer bands too. So it's going to be hodgepodge of that, but definitely stuff from the last 30 years. So thanks, Rockfingers, for giving us ammo for a new format. Okay, two new shows: Basement Rampage for the people who want to hear the harder music, and for the people who want to hear the top 40 rock. This is the show for you, Basement Brigade. Okay, so what you heard the last three songs. You probably wouldn't believe it, but that was Fleetwood Mac. I know it wasn't the Buckingham Nicks sound. Came out in 1995 from their Time record that supposedly was the worst-selling Fleetwood Mac record in many, many years since Heroes Are Hard to Find way back in 1974. And this one didn't have Buckingham and Nicks. They had Christine McVie come back, but they had Dave Mason on this one. So Dave Mason, the legendary Dave Mason, who was in Traffic, had a wonderful solo career, just played with a lot of people. He even knew Jimi Hendrix, too. Yes, he did. Anyway, he joined Fleetwood Mac, at least for this record. And the track we played was I Got It In For You, kind of a good track from that one. One before that was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from their Mojo record that came out in 2010, High in the Morning. So I thought I would pick that one. And the first one was, it didn't sound like them, but it was Chicago from their 30th record, Chicago 30, came out in 2006 called Feel. And the reason why it didn't sound like them was because no horns. Although, it would be a good CD for anyone who likes Chicago and didn't know they had 30 albums. This one would be a good one to have because it is a great record. I was even surprised when I brought it home and listened to it, and I'm thinking, well, I'm impressed with this one. The only thing is, with this song, Feel, there is an alternate version of it with horns, so it's the same song, just with horns, and they did a good job of that one, that version too. Okay, so there you go. That's the intro to Basement Brigade. We're going to try and do some more shows, and hopefully as the shows progress, we get better, and hopefully you'll like something from these shows. Got to be innovative with every single show we do, because we don't have the run-of-the-mill hits that we could depend on if we wanted to. But that's just the way it rolls around here, okay? Here's a track from another band that's been around forever, it seems like, at least from the early 60s. The Rolling Stones, yep. No, I'm not playing anything for their greatest hits. We're playing something from Blue and Someone. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Blue and Lonesome. Blue and Someone? I flubbed that. Blue, yeah. Blue and Lonesome album. It's their blues record. They finally made a blues one. And we're going to play a track from that one that came out in 2016. Here was one called Ride 'Em On Down the Stones.
Thank you. suffering heart is always on the line. And I get up in the dawn and I go down and lay in the shade. I get up in the dawn and I go down and lay in the shade. I ain't nobody's house boy, I ain't nobody's well trained me. Woman been driving me to tears. I'm flat out spent. This woman, she been driving me to tears. This woman so crazy, I swear I ain't gonna touch another one for years. Coming in, the buds are on the vine. The warm weather's coming, the buds are on the vine. Ain't nothing more depressing than trying to satisfy this woman.
Bob Dylan right there. Yeah, his old version of Rollin' and Tumblin'. Right before that was the Rolling Stones doing a blues song called Ride 'Em On Down from Lonesome and Blue or whatever that one was called. Yeah, that's, I think it might be still the latest Stones record from 2016, too. Let me check. Yeah, Blue and Lonesome. That's the name of the Stones record. Okay, and that's one of the tracks we heard from there. Bob Dylan, of course, we just heard from the Modern Times record and his version of Rollin' and Tumblin'. I think we covered that, but 2006 is when that came out. Anyway, this is Basement Brigade with your host, Stuart Held, and let's do a song from a record that never gets any airplay. It's a later one from 2005 from Paul McCartney. Yeah, he was in the Beach Boys. No, just kidding. You know, those Beatle kids from Liverpool. Here's one from the Chaos and Creation in the Backyard, and here's a track from that one called Fine Line.
One, two. There is a fine line between recklessness and courage. It's about time you understood which road to take. It's a
to choose what you wanna do. Whatever's more important to me, that's the view that you gotta see.
you're so high class, babe, stepping all over me with your high tone and your blue line respectability. You go down on the call, having yourself all change your way you live, and I don't know you at all. The sun don't shine no more, and the blue sky don't appear. The rainfall don't fall no more, I really don't think you care. You got so wrapped up, babe, in everything you do. Been putting on the dog, you know, and I mean you. Shut down real soon. Find yourself out on the street, looking for another room. You see me on the corner, having myself a ball. Don't change my way of living, and you won't know me at all. I can't let you do it. I can't let you do it to me. I know you're gonna do it, but I can't let you do it to me.
You're listening to Basement Brigade right there, and that's David Bowie from the Hours album. That's right, count the hours when you listen to that record. That was from 1999 in a song called What's Really Happening. Yeah, Mr. David Bowie. Eric Clapton right before that from I Still Do from 2016, Can't Let You Do It. And that was also with his friend J.J. Cale. And the one before that was Sting and Eric Clapton. There was a new version of that song. There was a big hit, We'll Be Together by Sting. This was Sting and Eric Clapton from 1994. And Paul McCartney, Chaos and Creation in the Backyard from 2005's album and a song called Fine Line. This is the Basement Brigade with your host, Stuart Held. And hopefully this experiment will blossom into something different, okay? So here's one from 2016, Emmett Rhodes. I don't know if a lot of people would remember him. He had about three or four records in the early 70s, later 60s, and he was in a band called the Merry-Go-Round in 1967, 68, and he did some great stuff. He sounds like Paul McCartney from a few of his albums. They're very good. They didn't really have any hits. He didn't get a lot of notice, but boy, when people heard them, they thought this is a long-lost McCartney record, whatever they were listening to, especially those early ones. But he put a record out in 2016, the first one in like many, many years, and it was called Rainbow's End. And the track we're going to play from this one is Friday's Love, Emmett Rhodes on Basement Brigade.
So walking down the boulevard, it was late, it was cold, I offered her my car. Told her that I lived not far away. She was welcome if she needed a place to stay. She told me that she was just new in town. She'd need some help to learn her way around. And then she turned and smiled at me and slowly slipped into the sea. Every Friday's love is Monday's memory. Well, every lover loves its lesson someday. This is how it was taught to me. I took her home, I took her in my arms. I knew that this is what she wanted all along. Held her close, I whispered in her ear. Told her things I thought I'd never dare. Well, how was it? Was it just alright? Was it more than just okay? And then she turned and smiled at me and slowly slid beneath the sheet. Every Friday is love. And someday, this is how it was taught to me. I could have just drove on, left well enough alone. Could have just kept going, just gone home. But when she turned and smiled at me, couldn't let this young thing walk the street. Every Friday is love, it's Monday's memory. Well, every lover loves its lesson someday. This is how. Memory. Well, every love of love
Listening to Basement Brigade and Brian Wilson, and he is going home from the Lucky Old Sun album that came out in 2009. The one before Brian Wilson was Emmett Rhodes, the guy who was supposed to sound like Paul McCartney. Oh, another little funny note about Emmett Rhodes. Well, it's not so funny, but it is. He records all the instruments, all the music, all by himself, or he used to, and he did a very darn good job of it. Okay, so let's move on with, let's see what we can cram in about the next 10 minutes here. Here's one by Davy Jones, from the Monkees, and I'll be honest with you, in 2022, there was a rarities record that came out, you know, with some of Davey's demos and some stuff he recorded but never really released. But he did a cover of a Paul McCartney song from Paul McCartney's, the McCartney record. And Davy Jones just did kind of an interesting version of it. It was a song by Davy Jones and originally done by Paul McCartney, Man, We Was Lonely, right here on Basement Brigade.
Man, we was lonely. Yes, we was lonely. And we was hard-pressed to find a smile. Man, we was lonely. Yes, we was lonely. But now we're fine all the while. I used to ride on my fast city line, singing songs that I thought were mine. Alone, alone. Now let me
was I right about you, man? Oh, was I wrong? He had another man loving you all along. You said, baby, I'd love you, wouldn't trade you in if I could. You said, look at me, baby, if I wanted to leave you, I would. Yeah, you had me hanging on every time while you were gone. I believe you hurry and home to meet me, but you were never on time.
Welcome to the Dive. You are now an official member
of the Versace Experience.
That's Prince right there, and All That Glitters is Gold. Goes all the way back to mid-90s in a song called Gold. Yep, so I thought we'd end the show off with that one, Gold, and Baby How Long from the Looking East album. Jackson Browne right before that from 2008, and the one before that was from the Manchester Boy record. Davy Jones, yeah, he was part of the Monkees, and they finally put out some demos that he did, and he covered a Paul McCartney song called Man, We Was Lonely. Anyway, this is the Basement Brigade. Yeah, with Stuart Held, and this is the end of show number two, so hopefully you picked up something from this one. We'll have more Brigade shows as far as we know. We're planning a few more, and until then and stay safe, everybody. We're going to do the same, so have fun, be careful until then. We'll meet up next time, the next time we have our show called Basement Brigade. Bye, y'all.